Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
I te atua kaharawa, e manako nei, e ngā ko iti nei.
Māori Language Week in Parliament began with the Speaker reading the daily prayer in Te Reo.
Tō tato ariki, āmine.
Lockwood Smith there, he takes just on a minute to read the daily prayer in Māori, about three times as long as it takes in English. Also entering into the spirit of the occasion, the Greens' Catherine Delahunty with the first question of the day.
Oh, tēnā koe, Mr. Speaker. He mehi nui ki te wiki o te reo Māori. To the Prime Minister.
Ms. Delahunty's question was about equal pay and included this one for Mr. Key.
Will he consider adopting the Green Party's Equal Pay Amendment Bill, which requires employers to report on gender pay rates in their workplaces and release aggregated information on gender pay to employees on request?
The Prime Minister pointed out that the bill had not yet been introduced.
Can I say to the member, there's probably more chance of Happy Feet having a holiday in Honolulu than there is of your bill ever being drawn, because the Labor Party are filibustering their entire time around the voluntary student member bill.
Order. And that filibuster continued on Wednesday night, giving Penguin Happy Feet time to swim to Hawaii and back before the House resumes debate on the members' bill that the ACT Party hopes will end the compulsory membership of student unions. That's been trapped in its committee stage since March, causing members' bills drawn from the ballot and awaiting a first reading to back up. There's now seven in the queue and there's not been a ballot since December. So on Thursday, the Greens had a third go at the only other way of getting their bill into the chamber.
Point of order, Matilda.
I seek leave of the House to have their members' bill, pay equity members' bill, in the name of Catherine Delahunty, set down for first reading on the next sitting day.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection.
While the filibuster restricted the fortnightly debate on local, private and members' bills on Wednesday to just three clauses of the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill, which at the current rate of under one clause an hour could see debate on its committee stage stretch out to mid or late September, it was a bonza week for government legislation with 22 bills passed. All but two of them, though, came out of the Courts and Criminal Matters Bill, an omnibus measure which amended multiple statutes, reflected in the way it was split into 20 separate bills taken together for their third reading on Thursday. The other two bills, the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service Amendment Bill, updating the domestic spy agency's powers to keep pace with modern technology, and the Crimes Amendment Bill No. 3, were also taken together for their third reading on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, a new element in the ongoing election year biffo between National and Labour was introduced by Prime Minister John Key, responding to a jibe that his government seemed to lack a plan.
Mr. Speaker, we do have a plan. The government's more than happy to table the plan once more. It's called the budget, and it doesn't include a financial markets tax, a capital gains tax, or a land tax, Mr. Speaker.
Order. Lockwood Smith ruled that the Prime Minister was not responsible for Labour's tax policies, real or imagined, and eventually lost patience with the barracking for Mr. Key's backbenchers when they didn't even bother to wait for the answer to this patsy question from one of their own.
Number three, Amy Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is to the Minister for Infrastructure and asks, what progress is the government making with its multi-billion dollar infrastructure program?
The Honourable Billings.
Mr. Speaker, more good news. Yesterday
order,
we issued...
Before I invite the Minister to continue, now I say to the National Party backbench, that kind of pathetic behaviour will not continue or someone will be leaving the House. And I'm deadly serious about it. That is pathetic in this House to cheer when a Minister starts an answer like that. A good answer can be applauded, but that was just pathetic.
Then on Thursday, it was Labour's turn.
I asked the Labour Party on this occasion to please cut the noise because it is so discourteous. Order. Now, on this occasion, the Honourable Annette King again, being particularly naughty, and the Honourable Minister, the Honourable Paula Bennett, will cease this. When I'm on my feet, this nonsense will stop, or someone will be taking an early shower.
Not us, because we made it through to the final whistle. Parliament resumes on Tuesday for another week. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.